Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this September 9th, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by David Farnborough, because it's time for Realty Radio. It's time to talk Realty Radio. I'm excited about the segment, David. I always enjoy talking with you. And I will let the audience know, David sent over some notes for today's show, and I got really excited about the topic we're getting into today, David, and talking a little bit more about an anniversary around here.
It's wonderful to be with you again, James. Today we're actually going to be talking about the first anniversary of Rapids Homes. So yeah, I've been in real estate 30 years and I've been a realtor in Wisconsin since 2018, but I set up this brokerage, Rapids Homes, exactly a year ago this September. So it's a cause for celebration.
Absolutely. First, you know, right out the gate, I'll say, you know, we our mantra around here in this community is buying local, supporting local. You are a local establishment. We love supporting that and being a part of it. And you do the same working with us. It's a mutual, beneficial, wonderful relationship.
Thank you. I think so.
On many levels, including the fact that we all get along and we've all known each other for a while and everything.
And it's we participate in community theater.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool to think of that, of knowing each other for all these years. And here we are now working together. Everything. Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's also something that we're not alone. This happens all the time for us in this community. That's one of the things why we love to buy local, support local. But I don't know that we always get a chance to really dive into the business itself and where it came from and the people that created it. So here's a fun kind of opportunity for us to do that. So let's right out the gate. I got to know, what's the career path that led you to start Rapids Homes, David? Because when I first heard of you in town and I first knew of you, I will say right away, everybody commented that voice and that wonderful voice of yours, that wonderful accent. And immediately after that, what a great person you are and that you are a fantastic photographer. So I thought right away of you as an artist and as a photographer and some of those things. I wouldn't have thought of real estate right away. Wasn't until talking to you that I can see a real parallel between real estate and photography.
Right. And you know that that song, God Bless the Broken Road That Led Me to You? I think of that in my career path because I actually started off in real estate back in the UK many years ago when interest rates were still at 15% per annum. And I started off as a real estate attorney. Now, it is all pretty different how it's done over there to how it's done here. So in Wisconsin, you may never see an attorney from one end of your real estate transaction to another. They do some work behind the scenes, but you generally don't see one. In the UK, they are usually your first port of call. And, you know, after you've got your offer accepted or after you've got your house sold. So what you find is that the real estate lawyer is actually in contact with the buyer or seller throughout the whole transaction. So, you know, I would be the person who they came to crying or angry or elated when they finally got their purchase done. So I had 23 years of doing that. I became very specialist in dealing with certain areas grew a great rapport with my local real estate agents in the community I worked in. And that was pretty helpful because generally they were the people who advised buyers and sellers on which attorney to go to. So I got to know them. And I remember working in law, a lot of people would say, oh, the real estate agents are terrible. We hate them. Mm-hmm. And I thought, actually, no, we've got to work with these real estate agents, and you get to know them and you find there's more to them than just their job. You know, they've got community involvement, they've got interesting hobbies like archaeology and electronics, all the sort of things that you can establish a real connection with. And so I did know a lot about, you know, what a real estate agent did before I came here. Now, when I was working in law and in real estate law, I found that I was drawn towards the artistic side of study. So during that period I was working in the UK, I did two degrees. I did one which was a English literature degree, and I did another one in film and visual media. And those are really my passions. So when I came over here in 2008, 2009, I wanted to work really with words and pictures. And actually, that was the first business I set up here in Rapids. It was called Words and Pictures. And I would contribute columns to local papers and photography. And I also did my own photographic work. I was also doing some radio work. So people mentioned The Voice. I did do some on-air work. And I also did some photography for a radio station that did a lot of country and western. So I got to meet some wonderful stars. And then I worked for a while as a portrait photographer. And I also worked as a writer and director of commercial videos. Now, around about, early 2018, one of my colleagues in real estate, Dean Ramsden, approached me and said, David, have you ever thought of becoming a realtor? And I thought, you know, maybe there is something for me in being a realtor, because I know real estate pretty well. I know how to deal with people. I know how to deal with people during their most stressful times. And I believe I'm very customer-centered. I try and get the best results from my clients, sometimes at the expense of my own bank balance. And also, I thought that this writing and visual component that I developed over the years could help me in my real estate work. So became a realtor. Well, I actually got my license as a real estate agent in 2018. I joined the National Association of Realtors in early 2019. Then in May 2019, I became the manager of the RE/MAX Rome office. 2022, I got my brokerage license. I got my broker's license. That's okay. A personal license for me to be a broker. And I also transferred to Coldwell Banker Seawood here in Rapids. And then after 2.5 years with them, I established Rapids Homes because there's certain things that I wanted to do my way. And obviously, when you're contracted with a brokerage, you have to do things their way to a certain extent. There's also other things which I wanted to do which I couldn't do as a contracted broker, but I could do it as a broker with my own firm. So that's what led me to establish Rapids Homes. It was September 2024, and we're coming up to the first anniversary.
That's so cool. And I appreciate that breakdown, David, for a number of reasons. One, it's just interesting and always cool to hear. I know I'm not alone in that. We love hearing people's arcs of their stories and how they get to where they are. It's also really noteworthy, I think, because so many of us can relate to this. We have this skill set, and we don't always know what industry it's going to work best in or where it'll fit well. And especially wherever you are, whether you're across the pond or here, you've got to always, it isn't always you're in the town with the perfect place for that skill set. So finding that is oftentimes a journey in itself. And then there are the things, you know, that you plan, and then just life happens. So it sends you all these different paths. You mentioned Dean and somebody my father and my family has worked with before as well.
Right.
And when it comes to running into somebody like that, you know, the randomness of it sometimes. So maybe you don't run into him. Maybe you don't think about being in real estate and you're doing something else right now. The way these things happen, my skill set, there's no reason I should be here, David. Right. I didn't go to school for this. I'm an actor. I shouldn't be doing radio, but I happen to have a skill set that applies to radio very well. Radio welcomed me. I have a home for 20 some years. I mean, it's just weird how these things happen. Our stories are not, you know, random. These kind of things happen all the time. It's always cool to me, though, how it happens. And I appreciate the breakdown of it.
Right. And actually, I met Dean in 2010, I think, because I was doing some professional portrait photography of his staff when he had his own. I think it was called Dean Ramsden Realty before he got the RE/MAX franchise. So I'd known him for a number of years. And these connections, they always come back again. You know, whoever you meet what I found is that most people in Rapids tend to have three jobs. Now, I've cut mine down because I only have time to do real estate now. Mm-hmm. But there have been times when I've had three jobs. So, for example, when I was working as a columnist for The Voice, I was also doing the radio job, and I was also doing potatoes in boxes and McCain, mm-hmm. because you have to do something to bring in the amount of money you need.
Exactly.
And you don't always get that from media work. You know, I think people will imagine that if you work on the radio, you're a millionaire. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I don't think it quite works
no,
like that.
No, that doesn't work out like that. But it is that the wonderful thing of being able to find a way to do fulfill that passion itch while also making a paycheck and keeping the lights on.
And right. And so what I've found is that, you know, I meet someone here in Rapids in one connection, and then later on we'll meet in another. So, for example, I've got a good friend, Andrea. I met her when she was my banker. Then I met her again in karaoke, and now she's a mental health guru. And, you know, I have interactions with her about that. She's the executive director of NAMI. Mm-hmm. And she does a lot of advocacy.
She does
for
a lot of
health.
Great work over there.
Right. So it's really strange how these paths cross, and mm-hmm. they cross again in some different connection.
You mentioned that going off doing your own thing, and we're celebrating a year here of Rapids Homes.
Right.
But what made you want to do this? What is the mission of Rapids Homes?
My mission statement, and actually, I have a framed copy of this behind my desk to remind me every time I go into my office, is excellence for everyone. And the thing about mission statements is they have to be short. You have to make sure that everyone in your organization knows it and can repeat it if they're asked. So sometimes you read mission statements that are four paragraphs long. You think,
yeah, yeah.
That's not a mission statement. That's something else.
No,
but my mission statement is excellence for everyone. Just three words. Because I believe that everyone deserves the very best service. And that will be if you are buying a mobile home for $23,000, which I had somebody do earlier this year and I helped them. And or if I have someone who is selling for $525,000, which I also had this year. And I believe that I extended the same service to both those clients without regard to the amount of money I was going to get out of it or whether it would be a good business prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do that for two reasons. Firstly, it is the right thing to do. And that's the most important, because I couldn't live with myself unless
right,
I did
yeah.
the right thing. Secondly, it's actually good business practice as well, because yes, I may only walk away with a few hundred dollars commission for helping the person buy their mobile home, but they remember how good I was. They write a kind review. Maybe in 5 years' time, they sell that mobile home and they buy a $200,000 regular house.
Mm-hmm.
So it should work both ways. It may be that I will never interact with them again, but still, I've done the right thing. I've got job satisfaction out of helping someone.
You mentioned clients and the types of different clients that you will, you know, you want to work with, you like working with. When it comes to that type of clients or what type of property you deal with, how does what is Rapids Homes do you focus on? Is it just Rapids Homes?
Well, that's a good question. I think you might see the name and think, oh, well, that's just residential and it's just within Rapids. But I thought that was a good name. Actually, I'd had the domain name for a number of years, even when I was with Remax, because I was thinking what would be a good domain name to send people to Rapids Homes. And when I was looking for a name for the brokerage, I thought of a few things like Farnborough Realty and, you know, Wisconsin Real Estate. All these things went through my head. And I thought, oh, I've already got the name and I've already got the domain name. That's already been used. There's traffic already going to it. So I decided on Rapids Homes. But ironically, although I have helped people buy and sell quite a few homes in Rapids this year, I have also helped people buy in Marshfield, in Stevens Point, in Plover, in Hancock. I have also helped people sell in Stevens Point, in Rosholt, in Sparta, believe it or not. That was an unusual one. That was actually the same lady who's buying in Hancock, so that's why there's that connection. Okay. I do homes in the central Wisconsin area, really. Okay. Generally, I wouldn't do Sparta. That was an exception for someone I was already working with. It's not just homes. I do commercial work as well. I currently have an office listed and some commercial property in Rapids, and I'm helping another local business with their search for new premises as well. Hmm. So the one thing I don't get involved with Rapids Homes is really residential rentals, mm-hmm. because people tend not to go to realtors for that these days. They tend to go to the internet. And so that really isn't a thing like it used to be.
Excellent. Thank you for that. We're speaking with David Farnborough on Realty Radio right now. And David, now maybe some of the harder questions, because I got to do that. I got to ask you the hard questions sometimes.
Yes.
What is the most rewarding part of your work? What are the success stories?
Okay. So, I think the success story is the obvious thing is when we get to the end of a home move, really. Mm-hmm. I don't want to call it a transaction because it's more than that. It's not just somebody saying, I've got $150,000 I want to invest in real estate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's someone moving home. So the most rewarding things are when someone moves into their new place. In one case last year, I had a client who had terrible trouble. They'd underestimated how easy it would be to get all their stuff out of their basement. So I went home, took off my suit, put on my jeans and t-shirt, and I came back and I helped them with their removals. Now, I don't offer that to any client, but that was just something that I had to do. And then when I finished helping them, they were settled in the new place. They actually came and gave me a hug, and that to me was worth so much, because I thought, this is what I want to be doing. I want to be helping people as they move from one stage of their life to the next. So I think that's got to be it. You know, there are little victories along the way, like when you get an offer accepted. But generally, it's when you get to that end stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a great answer. I appreciate that. And I see that you have this awesome plaque in front of you. It
right.
leads me to, I have to ask about something else that I know that is important to you, David, and that is impacting local and supporting local. What do you feel is the community impact of your business?
Well, there's the more obvious side, which is obviously helping people to actually move home, which I mentioned there. And I think that is an important community impact. Also, I do try to be involved, like most of our local agents are, with volunteering in one form or another. But as well as that, I've made it the mission of Rapids Homes to have a good cause of the month every month. And this plaque is actually something I made for myself to take to the downtown Grand Affair. So it hasn't been awarded to me by anyone. It's just a printout, really. Mm-hmm. But I put it in a nice frame.
It is a nice frame.
And so I wanted to celebrate a year of giving back, because I believe that whatever you take from a community, you have to give back. And I feel like I've been so supported in the central Wisconsin area since I moved here from a totally different country, not really knowing anyone. And people have been so kind, and I have benefited enormously from institutions like the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, the Community Theatre. All those organizations have helped me or my family in one way or another. So for the good cause of the month, these are just a few highlights. This is not everyone. I've managed to sponsor the Shriners Festival of Trees, the United Way through the Season of Giving, Special Olympics Wisconsin through the Polar Plunge. So that's actually twofold. I made a personal donation, but also I jumped in the freezing water and raised over $1,000 for them. So that's an additional impact. Boys and Girls Club, the Hannah Center, Sunrise Rotary, Lincoln High School Football Program, Southwood County Humane Society, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. And if I look at what I've raised directly, what I've donated directly, or what Rapids Homes has donated directly, that comes to over $2,500 over the year, and an additional $1,000 for the Special Olympics. So that's $3,500 of community impact, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah, it really makes a difference. We talk about this a lot. Any penny, any dollar goes so much farther than we realize, let alone you put them together like that. And it leads to, you know, one of the other things that I wanted to ask you about, David, but I feel like you kind of answered it. I wanted to get to what sets you apart from other realtors in the area. And I feel like in all this conversation, you've been giving us that. You've been telling us how you're different, whether it's your last answer there and the community impact and some of that, helping the person, you know, putting on your moving clothes and helping somebody right. or something along those yeah. lines. But, you know, when it comes to that, anything we haven't touched on, how do you feel you as a realtor stand out different?
This is a question that can be hard to ask because the other realtors in town are my friends and my professional colleagues. So I never want to say anything which would suggest that they don't do a great job. They do, and I love working with them. And many of them also have, a long history of donation and volunteering. I would like to think that I formalize mine with my good cause of the month a little bit. So it just keeps me on track to make sure I do that. Also, I think in my service, I do have that belief in giving excellence to everyone. And sometimes that involves going the extra mile, like helping someone with their removals, or like I mentioned last time, cutting down someone's trees because she was in a wheelchair. Sometimes it's not anything like that. It might just be that they text me at 2 a.m. mm-hmm. and I text them back at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a question that you answered great, and I agree with everything you were saying there. I think it's a really good question to ask your clients in that, because we tend to be so close to these things. I guarantee you there's a lot of stuff that you do that others don't, that they would know and be able to highlight and point out, but we're so close to it and we just do what we do. We don't always think of doing something, oh, well, this is a good deed. Sometimes we just do it.
Right.
They would be able to note that just as well, if not better. And to your point about other people in the industry, that your colleagues, friends, and that, hey, sometimes you like the Beatles, sometimes you like the Stones. There's nothing wrong with either band. Right. They're both great. A lot of us like both. But sometimes it's just a matter of what style or somebody you feel a connection with or something. And I know that that's important for people in the industry, in the realtor industry, is being able to feel like you get to know each other a little bit. And it helps you really find the right home for an individual.
That's absolutely right. What I find is that usually within about the first 2 or 3 shows of a house for a buyer, I'll know whether that buyer is getting on well with me and whether I'm getting on with them well too. And we will establish a rapport. And, you know, it's great when we have a little bit of humor invested in that as well. And I had one client who I helped a couple of years ago say, it was such fun to go to see these houses with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we go into a bathroom and someone will have a sign up on the bathroom saying something like, oh, you're naked or something. And we both laugh at that, you know. So things like that do help, I think. And sometimes there might be someone who doesn't like my approach or who prefers to deal with another agent who does things slightly differently. And that's fine too. Mm-hmm. I don't need 100% of the real estate market.
Right, right.
And I like working with the other realtors too.
You know, one of the, I think, tougher things to look at when you're doing and you're running your own business is certainly, hey, you want to get through that first year. It's a big milestone, but it's always about the next gig and next year and the year after that and kind of plans ahead. When it comes to future plans, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking? And what can you share?
Well, with Rapids Homes, the next step, the obvious thing is that after a year, I told myself I might look at taking on another agent. Now, I certainly have time to do that now. I've got everything established. I've got my first year under my belt. I know what it's like being a broker, and it's a possibility. Also, I'm finding that I do have to contract out more of some of the things that I was doing myself. and I'm getting help from family members in certain things. So that's a possibility. Otherwise, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm not looking to be the biggest realtor office in town. I just want to do what I can. But if I find someone whose mission aligns with my own, that may be the next step.
Looking forward to doing this show again next year and celebrating 2 years.
That would be wonderful.
It'd be a lot of fun, and it's always a lot of fun hanging out with you, talking to you. Certainly appreciate the impact and everything that you're able to do with Rapids Homes and just you as an individual, David. It's always great hanging out. Thanks a lot for the time. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, they want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Well, one of the best ways is to contact me via my real estate Facebook page. So it's just David Farnborough Realtor. It's as simple as that. Or they can text me anytime, 24 hours a day, 715-323-8594. And who knows, if you text me at 4 a.m., I may answer at 4:01 a.m.
I know for a fact he probably will. He might. I appreciate you, David. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you very much.
And a big thank you to all of you for listening. And, of course, our friends at Crockett Septic for sponsoring us. We appreciate them. We'll be back with another edition of the Rapids Report.